It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 14th, 2019. I seem to recall that in my elementary school days in a study of American inventors, we were taught that Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin, which led to rapid advances in cotton production. That is the popular notion. But alas, it's not quite that simple. What actually did happen on this date in 1794 was that Whitney received a patent for his improved design for a cotton gin. A cotton gin, or engine, is a machine that quickly and easily separates cotton fibers from their seeds, enabling much greater productivity than manual cotton separation. The fibers are then processed into various cotton goods, such as linens, while any undamaged cotton is used largely for textiles, like clothing. Separated seeds have a use, too. They can be used to grow more cotton or to produce cottonseed oil. Handheld roller gins had been used in the Indian subcontinent since, at the earliest, AD 500, and then in other regions. The Indian worm gear roller gin, invented sometime after the 16th century, has remained virtually unchanged up to the present time. A modern mechanical cotton gin was created by American inventor Eli Whitney in 1793 and patented the following year. Whitney's gadget used a combination of a wire screen and small wire hooks to pull the cotton through, while brushes continuously removed the loose cotton to prevent jams. It revolutionized the industry in the United States, but it also led to the growth of slavery in the American South, as the demand for cotton workers rapidly increased. The invention has thus been identified as an inadvertent contributing factor to the outbreak of the American Civil War. Modern automated cotton gins use multiple powered cleaning cylinders and saws and offer far higher productivity than their hand-powered ancestors. Eli Whitney began to work on his cotton gin project after moving to Georgia in search of work. Given that farmers were desperately searching for a way to make cotton farming profitable, a woman named Catherine Green provided Whitney with funding to develop his contraption. Whitney created two cotton gins, a small one that could be hand-cranked and a big one that could be driven by a horse or by water power. There is slight controversy over whether the idea for the modern cotton gin and its constituent parts are correctly credited to Whitney. The popular image of Whitney inventing the gin is attributed to an article on the subject written in the early 1870s and later reprinted in 1910 in the Library of Southern Literature. In the article, the author claimed Catherine Green suggested the use of a brush-like component instrumental in separating the seeds from the cotton fibers. To date, her role in the invention of the cotton gin has not been verified independently. Whitney's model was capable of cleaning 50 pounds of lint a day, but a rush of tinkering led to patents granted to at least four other cotton gin engineers who claimed improvements to Whitney's device by 1896. Although he spent many years in court attempting to enforce his patent against cotton planters who made unauthorized copies, a change in patent law ultimately made his claim legally enforceable. Too late, however, for him to make much money from his revolutionary device in the single year remaining before his patent expired. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 14th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.